Now, if you guys were not here a couple weeks ago when my husband did the sermon, you missed a very amazing surprise. We found out that Josie's grandmother, Linda, was a commercial fisherwoman. She fished off of a big boat out in the ocean. Isn't that cool? That's amazing, huh? This morning, I'm going to tell you about two more amazing ladies. And the first one is a friend of mine. And what I want to tell you about her first, before I tell you what she did for work, is my friend is kind of a smaller person, and she's a quiet person, but when she smiles, her eyes light up. I love her smile. And as we were talking on the phone, she was telling me about some of the things she did. And do you know that she was a logger? And her first job, one of her jobs that she did, was she was a tree faller. She would cut the trees down. Now let me show you. She would have used one of these. Now could you imagine somebody my size packing this? Now Lyndon wanted me to show you this. It's a chainsaw. Now ordinarily you wouldn't grab it like this, but he took all the teeth off. Could you imagine me packing that in the woods? She could do that. And another job that she did in the woods was she was a choker setter, and she would have used these. How would you like to pack that around? That's not very light. And you wrap that around the log, and then they can pull the log up the really steep side of the hill to the flat landing where they get stacked and hauled off. And when all those logs get taken, or trees get taken off the side of the hill, then the trees have to be replanted. She was also a tree planter. She would plant baby trees on the hillside to make a new forest. And she also was a wildland firefighter. Do you know what that is? You've seen on the news the wildfires that burn up the forest. She would help put those out. Those are some pretty tough, strong jobs, but she could do them. She also picked crab. So when the crabs get caught by the fishing boats and they bring them to the cannery and they cook the crabs, it's usually ladies that do this job, and they break the shells and they take all the meat out so it can be processed and sold. She did that. Now, she did all those strong jobs, some of them very dangerous, but God also gave her abilities to do some really quiet, nice jobs too. Like, do you know right now she paints? She paints pictures and she draws, and she is really good at it. And she also wrote verses and poetry. She's raised children, and now she helps raise grandchildren, takes care of animals that they have. My friend has a lot of gifts and talents from God. She's amazing. Well, the other lady I want to tell you about is our daughter. Now, our daughter absolutely loves books. She's always loved books. And when she was 3 years old, she began to read. And this is one of the books that she could read. You've probably seen these. Dick and Jane. I love Dick and Jane books. And when she was 7 years old, or let's do five first. She was 5 years old because that comes first. She read this book. She didn't read the whole book, but she could read this book. We had a Bible study with friends of ours, and we would all go around the room and take our turns reading and discuss what we were reading. And she could read this book as well as any of us adults, word for word. I don't think she understood everything that it said, but she could read it. This book is called The Great Controversy. And when you are able to read, I would recommend that you read this. This is a true book. It has history, and it has present time, and it has future time. It's the story about the battle between God and Satan. It's a really good book. And when she was seven, she read this book. Now, if you like Old Yeller, you got to read this one, because this one is a lot better, I think. It's called Where the Red Fern Grows. It's about two red-bone coonhound dogs. And when she read this book, she cried and said, I am never going to read that book again, because it made her sad. Well, our daughter loved books so much that in her junior high and grade school years, she would go to the library and she would get a stack of books like this, not kidding, and she would bring them home and she would read and read and read. She and her friend would just sit up in her bedroom and they didn't even talk. They just sat and read. They were happy to do that. Well, when she went to high school in her last 2 years, she got to work in the library. Well, once she worked in the library, she loved that job. And then when she graduated from high school, she went to college. And in college at UCC, she worked in the library here. And when she went to Walla Walla, she worked in the library there, and she really enjoyed that. But when she graduated, her job was done because it was a job for students. And so she spent about 6 months after graduation trying to find a job. And then Walla Walla had an opening for her, and she went back to work in the library. And she loved that job. She learned many, many things in that library. And then a bigger university wanted her to come work for them, and that's where she works now. Now, some people might think, oh, a library? You work in a library? That's not a very good job. But do you know what? When you run a library, if you want to be the person to run the whole library, you have to go to college for that. And you have to get a degree called library science. Now, our daughter doesn't run the whole library, but when you have a big library like the university libraries, they have lots of librarians that do different jobs. And so she does many different jobs and has learned many different jobs working at the different libraries. And she doesn't make a lot of money, like a lot of people, but she's happy at her job. And that's a lot better than some people that have a lot of money that aren't very happy at their job. I think it's amazing that she's using the gifts and talents that God gave her. Well, this morning, I want to tell each of you, you are amazing. And God has special gifts for each one of you. So I brought something for you today to take home. In this little packet for each one of you is a test. Now, it's not a test like school where you get a pass or fail or right or wrong answers. There's no right or wrong answers, and there's no pass or fail. All you have to do is two things. You have to make sure you do all of the answers, answer them all, and you have to answer them honestly, not by what your brother or sister thinks or your mom and dad or your neighbor or your friend. It has to be according to what you think, what you like. And your mom and dad can help you with this. And at the end of this test, you will find out what some of the gifts that God gave each of you are. And it's good for your parents, too, because then they will see what your gifts are. And as you're growing up, they can help guide you to use those gifts to serve people, to serve God. So before you pick up the offering, let me pray for you. And then I'll give each one of you one of these, okay? Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you see each one of these beautiful boys and girls. You knew them before they were born, and you have put special gifts and talents in each one of them. So I pray that you will bless them, you will help them to find out what their gifts are, and give them courage and willingness to use the gifts that you've given them, Father, that they may be a blessing to others, a blessing to you, and thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.